This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Christ the King Sunday CE. First posted November 21, 2010, Jeremiah 23:2-6 Messianic Oracle, Psalm 95:1-7 A God's Kingship, Colossians 1:13-20 Delivered from Satan's Power, Luke 23:35-43 The Crucifixion, Jeremiah Paraphrase, The Lord God rebuked the priests and prophets of Israel who were supposed to be shepherds of God's people, but who were failing to fulfill their responsibility. They had scattered and driven away God's flock. They had not attended to the needs of God's people. The Lord promised to repay the unfaithful shepherds according to their evil deeds. Then, the Lord promised, He would gather the remnant of His people from where they had been driven and bring them back to their sheepfold, where they can be fruitful and multiply. The Lord promised to raise up shepherds who would properly care for His flock. The flock would no longer need fear or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing. Psalm Paraphrase, Let us sing in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, the rock of our salvation. Let us make joyful music and praise the Lord as we enter His presence, for the Lord alone is a great God and King, above all others. He rules the deeps and heights of earth, as well as the oceans and dry lands, for He is the Creator of all. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, Psalm 95:6-7a. Colossians Paraphrase, The Lord has delivered us from domination by darkness, evil, Satan, and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, through whom we are redeemed, ransomed from the penalty of sin and eternal condemnation, and receive forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word. Jesus is the likeness of the invisible God. Jesus is the firstborn of creation, John 1:1-5:14, pre-existent with God at creation, the first to rise from physical death to eternal life. All things in creation have been created for, by and through Jesus, and all things, whether visible or the invisible, thrones, dominions, principalities and authorities are bound together in Him. Jesus is the head of the church, which is His body, in an analogy to a human body, so that He is preeminent in everything. For in Him the whole fullness of God was pleased to dwell, Colossians 1:19, compare to 8:9. Through Jesus He gives reconciliation and peace to all things, in heaven and on earth, to Himself, by His blood, sacrificial death, on the cross. Luke Paraphrase, When Jesus had been crucified, and while the people watched, the Jewish leaders ridiculed Jesus, telling Jesus to come down from the cross and save Himself if He were truly the Christ, Messiah. Both words mean God's anointed, God's chosen one. The Roman soldiers who executed Jesus also mocked Him, offering Him sour wine, turned to vinegar, and telling Jesus to save Himself if He truly was the King of the Jews, as the inscription, written at Pilate's command, John 19:19-22, declared. Jesus was crucified between two criminals, Luke 23:32-33. One of them taunted Jesus to save Himself and the criminals, if Jesus truly were the Christ. But the other criminal rebuked the first, asking if the first criminal shouldn't fear God, since they were both under condemnation and their sentences were justified because they were guilty, but Jesus was innocent of any wrongdoing. Then the second criminal asked Jesus to remember him when Jesus had received authority and kingdom. Jesus replied that certainly the second criminal would be with Jesus in heaven that very day. Commentary, God has always intended, from the beginning of creation, to raise up people who would willingly trust and obey God. He has given us the freedom to choose for ourselves whether to trust and obey Him or not, but God is not willing to tolerate rebellion or disobedience forever, or at all in His eternal kingdom. We will determine for ourselves where we will spend eternity, in the presence of God's love and providence, or separated eternally from Him and all His goodness. In Israel in the time of Jesus' physical ministry, the Israelites were shepherds. They raised sheep for food and clothing. They knew that sheep needed a shepherd to care for them, or they would become lost, scattered, or attacked and destroyed by predators. An owner needed to appoint shepherds to care for his flocks. God also appointed shepherds to care for God's flock, God's people. God's shepherds were the leaders of Judaism, Pharisees, Sadducees and scribes, teachers of God's word. At the time of Jesus' physical ministry, the religious leaders were like unfaithful shepherds. They neglected the sheep of God's flock. They cared more for themselves than for the spiritual condition of God's people. For example, Matthew 27:3-5. We must recognize that we are sheep in need of a good shepherd, Jesus Christ. John 10:11-15. Whom God has raised up for us as he promised in his word. Jeremiah 23:4-6. Jesus is the fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy that God would raise up a righteous branch from David to inherit the eternal throne God promised David to Samuel 7:5-13, Psalm 89:20-29. Jesus is the son, descendant of David. Matthew 1:1, 21:9, 15-16. Christianity today is very much like Judaism at the time of Jesus' first coming. In the nominal church there are many unfaithful shepherds, who use their position of leadership for their own benefit, and don't properly care for the spiritual needs of the flock. Two examples of this are the false teachings of works righteousness, teaching that salvation is by doing good deeds, compare Ephesians 2:8-10, and cheap grace, which is teaching that salvation is by God's grace, unmerited favor, a free gift, which is true, but without the requirement of discipleship and obedience to the Lord, which is false, John 14:15, Matthew 28:19-20. These false teachings were present in the first century church and are refuted in the New Testament, and still exist in the nominal church today. See false teachings, sidebar, top right, home. God has raised up faithful leaders in the true church, but one must be knowledgeable about the Bible in order to discern the truth from the false. The Bible is the standard by which all teaching and doctrine must be judged. Only by reading the Bible completely, and also reading portions daily, can we protect ourselves from false teaching. We are all sinners, disobedient of God's word, in the Bible and in the example of Jesus, the living word, who falls short of God's righteousness, doing what is right, good, and true according to God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness of our sin and salvation from eternal death, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, which is the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. God has been teaching us, in the record of his dealings with the Israelites, in the Old Testament, that there is no forgiveness of sin without blood sacrifice, Hebrews 9:22. Jesus' blood, shed on the cross, is the ultimate and only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of our sins, Ephesians 1:7. God transfers us from the power of evil into the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ, by our redemption, ransom, through Jesus' blood sacrifice, Colossians 1:14. We are all, like the thieves on the crosses, justly guilty of sin and worthy of eternal condemnation. One of the thieves recognized and acknowledged his sin and committed himself into Jesus' care, and he received eternal life in paradise restored in heaven with the Lord. The other thief had one last chance to repent and be forgiven, and lost it. This may be your last chance. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow may never come. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the only day we can be sure that we can still repent, turn from sinning, and be saved through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. The unrepentant thief didn't accept that Jesus was sinless and the thief's only last chance. He didn't accept the testimony of his fellow thief, and he didn't trust and obey Jesus' word. His suggestion to Jesus to come down from the cross and save him as well was not made in faith that Jesus could or would. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:14-14.